Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Living Life. So today my sister reached out to us and was telling us about how she finally decided to text our mom, telling her basically that she didn't want to have a fake relationship anymore. She said specifically, "Mom reached out to me twice in the last week about catching up. I decided and I cannot and won't have a fake relationship. I just sent her a text telling her how I feel. Just wanted to let you all know." And I honestly don't know how to respond to her. For those who may be new to the podcast, there have been recent episodes where I do go a little bit more into I believe my relationship with my parents. I'm not very close to my mom. She decides to take the side of her abuser, and it's very hard to talk to her because anything we say to her, she tells him, and it's like he's the last person we want to know about our lives. So I basically, the thing is, like, wow, that takes a lot of guts, for one, because there's so much I could say to my mom. And I decided to make this episode as kind of like my message to her, because maybe it'll help me to just like vent out everything that I would want to say to her if I had the courage, or half the courage my sister did. I don't know how like in depth she went into everything, but it's like me and my mom maybe talk like once a year, right? We'll like catch up. It's very like surface level, like, oh, how's work? You know, what are you doing in your free time? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, mom, it is. How are things going for you? Oh, things are good over here. Okay, great. Well, talk to you soon. Okay, bye. And that's basically our conversations. So they don't go like too in depth or anything, very just surface level kind of conversations about basic things. And it's like, I would like to have a relationship with my mom, but she makes it impossible to do so. And I think that's why everyone has a different relationship with her, because she's so in deep now into like her Stockholm syndrome that she just like can't think for herself. She doesn't have her own opinion. She does whatever he says. He thinks what she thinks. She thinks what he thinks, you know, so, and it's like, she'll like apologize for him. It's like, you're not the one who needs to be apologizing. Well, I mean, there's some things she could definitely apologize for, but like for like the abuse and stuff, he needs to be the one to apologize for that. Not that it will fix anything. He could say he's sorry all he wants, and I'm not gonna let him back into my life. No fucking way. I don't care. He could get on his knees, he could beg me, but I just don't want him in my life anymore. It's as simple as that. So she's always like, oh, I don't understand why my kids don't talk to me. They don't reach out, tell me about their day. You know, why don't they tell me when things in their life happen? It's because you're the last person in the world I'd want to tell about what's going on in my life personally. And it's sad, because you should want to tell your parents about, you know, like things that you've achieved and accomplished. And I mean, like, I'll send the, like a message to like the group chat, which has like everyone in it, if I get like promoted and stuff like that. But I don't know. It just like, she makes it hard. You know, and she like constantly denies our feelings and things that she's done in the past, and she doesn't own up to anything. And it's just, it's impossible basically to have a relationship with her. So it does make me sad that we can't have that kind of relationship. So, anyway, a lot of my sisters feel the same. They're like, I'm sure it was very hard to send that message to her, but good job on being brave enough to hit the button. I feel it. But all right, so this is my message to my mom. So just want you guys to know that this is not directed towards you. This is just a way for me to like kind of vent out my feelings about everything, basically, since growing up as a kid. If I had, like, the courage to say the things I wanted to say to my mom, I basically would say, like, I don't understand why she neglected me as a child. I understand there was a lot of things going on, but the fact that she made me feel like I didn't exist really affected me. I felt like I didn't really have parents all throughout my life. And growing up, she would always, like, you know, forget about me. Like, and it's not like she really did this with anyone else either. It felt like it was really just me. Like, she just forgot that I existed. And there were times where she called me, like, the mistake child and things like that. I understand she was struggling, but why did you stay with him, with the abuser? And I know this sounds kind of bad. It's not that I'm not grateful for this life I'm given, but it's like, if I could have saved my mom, you know, from going through that abuse and actually meeting a nice man who would treat her right, you know, I gladly would, you know, take a step out of being born. 'Cause man, like, we are just babies. We don't really consent to, you know, being born. People don't really think about that. It's like, babies don't really give consent. So it's like, I didn't ask to be here, you know, and I'm being honest. If you guys have listened to my previous episodes, like, you know that my life hasn't really been too great. Nothing to really write home about. So it was just like, if I could have saved her that pain, you know, it meant she could have left him. But I know back then, her excuse was she has all these kids, no money, and nowhere to go. But now it's like, you can't use that as an excuse now. We're all adults. Most of us have moved out of the house by now. And, you know, like, she says they're financially struggling still. I don't know how, like, we're not even there anymore, unless it's just like Lily have just hundreds and thousands of dollars in debt. I really don't know the situation. But at that point, just leave it all to him. Just leave him. Like, it's really no point in staying there anymore. We're not kids anymore. So she doesn't have to protect us. So why are you staying with him even now? And I think the reason is because she doesn't know how to leave, and she's convinced herself that he's a better man now. And that's something she said to us now. Like, there are times where she would deny the abuse. And other times she'd be like, yeah, well, maybe he did, but it was so long ago. You should just forget about it. It's like, so just denying our feelings, like, you know, being abused doesn't have some sort of emotional trauma on us and PTSD and shit that's fucked us up even till to this day. So it's just like, I don't understand how you could stay with someone like that. And the thing is, I think she realizes it. Like, you know, she's with someone who she can't tell, like, how she's feeling to this person. Like, my one sister still lives with her. And my mom only talks to my sister about her feelings and things that have upset her that he's done, or, you know, just about life in general. Once my sister moves out, who is my mom going to talk to? She's not going to be able to have anyone. And I think that my sister leaving is going to break her. Like, if she isn't broken already, which I know she is, because most of us are moving out and most of us, you know, are set against having any sort of relationship with her, it's really going to break her, you know, once the last girl's out of the house and she no longer has anyone to talk to. So it is kind of a weird situation. And I think maybe I would like to have hope that, you know, my mom could hit rock bottom in a way that where she realizes that what he did was wrong, and, you know, what she thinks that she deserves in life. But honestly, I don't think that that day would ever come. Even if, like, he were to pass away before her, I don't know if that would be enough for her to realize, wow, I was in a really toxic and bad relationship, and I need help, because she doesn't believe in therapy. She doesn't think that kind of stuff would help. So I think she could definitely benefit from, like, seeking a therapist. But she chooses to believe the man who abused her and her kids over her own children, right? So one of the reasons we all got kicked out was because he sexually assaulted my sister. He grabbed her ass multiple times, and she finally decided to speak up about it after the second occurrence. And obviously, when she first told me, I had no doubt in my mind, heart, body, soul, that she was telling the truth. Like, I knew with my whole heart that she was. Like, there is no doubt. Like, I know what kind of man he is. That does not surprise me at all. I'm going to believe it, because he could tell us all he wants how much of a changed man he is. Just because you stop the abuse physically doesn't mean you still aren't emotionally abusing us, which he was, and he was still being a shit to my mom. So it's just like, that tells me just how much of a person he is. Yeah, okay, you might not be physically harming us anymore, but you still say fucked up shit. And I wouldn't be surprised if something happened one day, you know, and that happened. And I was like, no doubt in my mind that, yeah, that's what happened. That definitely is what happened. And so we all took sides. And of course, my mom took his side. And I just don't understand what she gets out of it. You know, like, to have this, I don't know, maybe she just wants to be on good terms with him. Maybe she doesn't want him to, like, fall back into his old ways and hurt her for not agreeing with him or something. Like, there could be that fear there. But it's like, at that point that was all happening, we're still pretty much all adults. And it's like, at this point, you could have just left with us. My mom could have left with us and had a relationship with us all. Like, every single kid. So it's like, do you choose your husband or do you choose all your kids in this situation? Because, you know, you can't have both. And she chose to have a relationship with her abuser instead of her children. And I told myself, I refuse to let myself become anything like her, to get into these situations where I'm being manipulated or abused. And the thing is, like, that's exactly what I end up doing. And I don't know why. And I think it's because of the environment I grew up in. I felt like I didn't deserve better. I only deserved to have shit because that's all I ever known. Like, all I ever knew was to have a bad life. So I feel like that's all I'm worthy of, is to continue having a horrible life. So I let myself get into these situations, and I don't know how to leave them. And that, you don't know how badly that terrifies me. And I need someone to come along and smack me in the face and be like, this person isn't good for you. You need to leave now, for me to actually realize that it's bad. And it's like, why can't I just start, go from the get-go? And the thing is, I want to believe that people can change. I want to believe that people are different. You know, and not everyone's a shithead, but so far I've kind of haven't really been proven otherwise, that people can change and, you know, for the better. And every time I give a second chance, it ends up being not in my favor. So It's like, what's the point? And I have them to blame for that. Like, they are everything. Like, if I could tell her, I'd be like, you guys are everything that is wrong with a relationship. I know now what, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone knows based off of everything, but it's like, you know, I know not what to have in a relationship. By looking at you, I know exactly what, like, what is wrong. Like, everything that is wrong with a relationship you guys have with each other. You know, so it's like I should be able to pinpoint these things out when I see them, when I'm interacting with strangers and other people online. But I continue to let myself be thrown around. And or maybe it's because it's like, oh, maybe they don't realize it's something he's doing. Or, you know, maybe I could talk to them first to see if it's something that they could work on. And, you know, because I'm not a perfect person either. Like, I have flaws. I know I have things I need to work on. The thing is, not everyone can admit that they are flawed and that there are things that they could work on. And I think that is the main issue as to why most people can't change. It's because people are too proud. They are too, I don't know, self-absorbed. I don't know if I'm using the right words, but it's just like they are like, oh, there could never be anything wrong with me. I'm never the one in the wrong. And it's like my mom needs to realize she is in the wrong. By staying with this man that is still emotionally abusing her, maybe still physically abusing her. I don't know. I don't know. I hope not that she's not still being physically abused, but emotional abuse is still horrible. And I know he basically is on her about her weight. And, you know, he's called her ugly before. No man who loves you will call you ugly. No man who loves you will tell you you need to lose weight. No man. And the fact that I've heard him say that and have multiple conversations like that just is sickening. And I would see these magazines on her bed about all these, they're all like these models, these skinny, you know, models with makeup and, you know, blonde hair and, you know, smooth skin and whatever. And I'm just like, Mom, what are these? And then she's just like, oh, these are for him. Like, he said that this is exactly what he wants me to look like. So I'm working towards becoming the perfect woman for him. I'm just like, the fuck? I'm like, no, you do not. I said, you do not need to do that. I'm like, no. Like, and the thing is, she gets her hair like re-highlighted every so often, back to blonde, and she's constantly like dieting and stuff. She has a lot of stomach issues and stuff too, and I'm like wondering, I wonder if that's because of him. Like, she's literally freaking starving herself to become this skinny, thin woman. Thing is, my mom is not fat. She is not fat. She is, I mean, in my opinion, she is skinny. Like, everyone who's like, oh yeah, your mom's super skinny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't get like what it is exactly that she has to lose weight, because at this point she's just basically skin and bones. Like, she will be skin and bones, like, if she loses any more weight. Like, I don't get it. So that's another thing that bothers me about their whole relationship. So it's like, you want to know why we don't have a relationship with you? It's because you don't know how to, you know, want something better for yourself. And I do feel bad, because it's like, I feel like she rushed into the relationship. And that's another thing I could tell her about. It's like, you know, you could have waited, you know, to actually like get to know him before marrying him. Because once, especially if you're religious, they only knew each other for 3 months before actually getting married. So it's like, how well can you know a person in just 2 months? I mean, sorry, 3 months. You can't know a person at all. You gotta spend time with this person. You have to live with this person. And I know lots of religious people are against that, but it's like, how else are you supposed to know if you get along with each other unless you were to live together first? And she didn't do any of that. She rushed into this marriage. And it's like, you should know how serious that is, especially if you are religious. It's like, you are stuck, because according to them, another reason why she can't leave is because the Bible forbids it. And you don't know how badly I want to tell her, like, God wouldn't be mad at you if you were to leave him. There's no way God would be mad at you for leaving your abusive husband. There's no way. If God was mad at something like that, that is not a God I would want to believe in. That's just sickening. Like, to be forced to stay in this marriage with this man who is physically harming me and my children. That is, there's no way. Like, no, that is gross. This is disgusting. I don't want to believe in a God like that, if that is the case. So I would tell her, leave him. Like, God would understand. God would forgive you. I'm pretty sure I even read a book once that basically said, yeah, God would understand if you were to leave a relationship with your abusive husband or wife or whoever, right? And I just, I really just, I don't know. Maybe she's just scared. Like, if she were to leave, like, he would find her. He would kill her. Or, you know, I could see her kill, I could see him killing someone for sure. I mean, there's multiple times where he's almost killed one of us. But somebody stepped in each time. But I'm just wondering if somebody wasn't there for those times where, you know, he was told to stop, if one of us would be dead by now. And that is like an insane thing to think about. Insane. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I probably would have died if my mom didn't tell him to stop that one day. Because there was no one else around. My mom was the only one there telling him to stop. So if my mom wasn't there that day, I might owe my mom my life, honestly. And for that, I'll be grateful. But that is insane to think about, that your child could have been dead because of your abusive husband. And that isn't enough to push you over to the edge to be like, yeah, I should leave this guy. I mean, there are many horrible situations out there where things of that like that have happened. Husband kills his wife. Wife kills his husband, kills her husband, kills the kids, whoever. Like, you know, through abuse and stuff like that. It's horrible. It's so... I hate this world we live in. It is such a gross and disgusting world. And, you know, I think there was like a this class I attended in high school where they said like every 1 in 6 people, which means one of you guys, because I know there's more than 50 people who listen to this podcast or follow it at least. 1 in 6 people have gone through some sort of abuse, whether it be like, you know, cyberbullying or like online harassment or, you know, emotional, physical, like it doesn't have to be just physical abuse. It could be like emotional abuse or, you know, just like some sort of harassment, you know, like, so 1 in 6 people, that is a lot. You know, people you pass by every single day, you go through the store, you're stuck in traffic. Wow. That is a lot of people. That's how you know we're living in a fucked up world. This world needs help. And from what I could tell, it's only getting worse. So there is no hope. But all we could do is try to do our very best to not be anything like the people who harm others. And to raise our children, if we decide to have them, to be... you know, a decent human being. We are already, like, the world's already fucked up. There's already so many messed up people in this world. We do not need more. We do not need people raising their children irresponsibly, neglecting their children. You know, like, just how hard is it to just show kindness? I get it. Like, there are times where you're frustrated and whatever, but you know what? There are outlets that don't involve hurting your kids or people that you love. There are ways, there are programs, there are things that you can do, walls and bags you can punch, okay? Like, there are other options. I just feel like therapy, people just don't want to explore those options. So, and the thing that disgusts me the most is that he's a free man. There are a lot of abusers out there, a lot of murderers or whatever out there who are living free lives right now. You could be walking past one some guy who literally keeps kids in his basement, and you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't know. And that is truly a very disturbing thought. Like, I think you could look it up. I think there is a statistic, like, every one in whatever person that you pass is like a serial killer or something. One in every 10,000 people, or I don't freaking know. But there's probably at least a couple times throughout your life you've at least passed some sort of serial killer or rapist or abuser or... And that's scary. We live in a very scary and unsafe world, and I just don't want to be a part of it anymore. And she literally married that person, that one in however many people. And now me and literally all my family are the one out of six, you know, people who've experienced some sort of abuse, emotional, physical, and now we are to try to live our very best lives. And I just wish I could have told her not to go with it, not to go through with it. And even now, to leave him. You know, if you want any chance of having a relationship with your kids, you need to start at the root. Him. You need to leave him. If you want a relationship with any of us, if you want that to be even remotely possible, you need to leave him. And I already know that that will never, ever happen. God, if that ever actually happened, wow. Like, I couldn't even imagine the kind of feelings I would have. Like, it would be like an adrenaline rush with, like, some mixed emotions. Like, I can only imagine, like, a portion of the feeling I would have if I actually found out that she left him. Like, wow. Holy crap, like, wow, would I be so incredibly proud of my mom? I would probably cry for my mom. I would be like, wow, that took guts. Wow, she is brave. Wow, like, where does she go from here? You know, because if she actually managed to do that, her second step would be to reach out and apologize to everyone for everything that she's ever done, admitting that she was in the wrong. Now, does that guarantee that everyone will forgive her? No. But might she get a couple of us back into her life? Possibly. So, maybe not all the kids, but some of the kids. But that's better than, you know, spending the rest of your life basically alone, since you can't even talk to this guy. You know, about anything that you are experiencing in life. But yeah, mom, leave this man if you want any sort of relationship with your children. Realize you're in the wrong and apologize to your children. That's all I can really say to you, you know, and... You know, if you want to have a relationship with us, stop being fake. Tell us, you know, acknowledge our feelings and don't deny the things that happened to us. She used to be a good person. She let him corrupt her heart. And now she's basically like a whole different person. So she would have a lot of work to do. And I think most importantly, therapy. Lots and lots of therapy. Yeah, so maybe by the time she's 80, she'll be okay. I don't know. She's like in her 60s now. So, you know, she starts therapy now. Maybe by 80. Yeah, so there's a lot of things I could go on about. But since I only have a minute on here left, I'm going to have to end it here. There might be a part two. Not sure yet. But thank you all for... who have listened to this day. I don't know why I said so many times. I don't know. I was just trying to think of the next thing to say. Sorry about that. But thank you again to all my listeners. I appreciate you guys so very much. I will see if I upload another episode like this again, or maybe we'll talk about a different topic next time. We shall see. But just wanted to give you my thoughts on the whole situation and my sister reaching out and telling my mom how she feels. So incredibly proud of my sister. Must have been very, very hard. But I'm very proud that she took that step. Definitely not a step each one of us could take. But Anyway, I have to hop off now, but have a good one, guys. I'll catch you next time. Bye.